Today the meditation is about grounding. As the energy rises, I feel people become more and more unwell. I spent long time trying to heal bits here and there of myself, but what I've learned that the most important bit in this process is grounding, not healing. Because as long as you are grounded, your body will know to adjust the energy. If we're not grounded, no matter how much healing we focus on, the energies will continue to flow and require more and more adjustment. Please sit comfortably. Take a deep breath and feel yourself relaxing. And cross legs, ankles, hands, fingers to allow free flow of energy. As the energy flows with each breath, allow yourself to relax more and more. Allow your body to relax, become heavier and heavier. Allow all your muscles to draw downwards while your head drawing up towards the sky. As you relax more and more, visualize a door right in front of you. When you're ready, open the door and step through into the brilliant white light. Allow that brilliant white light to cleanse your head, your mind, and as it goes downwards, it cleanses and balances all areas in your body. Your vocal cords, throat, digestive system, chest, shoulders, your heart, down to solar plexus, your abdomen, your sacral and base chakra, and then it continues through your legs down to your feet, pouring out into the earth. Feel that light going through your whole body, cleansing you and balancing your chakras. Pouring out with whatever mud or imbalances, all flowing out. Any stress, anxieties, fears, inadequacies, all going out into the earth. Now, as we are balanced in this beautiful, pure, white light, I want you to notice that there's another door in front of us, that one in green. And as we're ready, we're getting ready, open that door and step out to a beautiful place on the beach. On the right side, we see the beach stretching endlessly forward, the water lapping at our feet. It looks beautiful and serene. On the left side, there's a hill just off the beach. Slowly, as we go towards that hill, we notice beautiful trees, a forest opens up. Carry on walking up the hill until we come past the beautiful pine trees, birches, oaks. Notice the birds singing. The rustle of little animals around you, the leaves, the sound of the waves still far, but not too far away from us. Notice when we come to a clearing, an area where we are surrounded with trees, but it's just an area of pure, beautiful, fresh earth. It invites us to lie down on it. Imagine it's warm enough for you to do that, no matter what the weather is. It's a perfect place where you feel warm. If you're okay with merging with earth or even covering yourself with earth like a blanket, that is up to you. Whatever works right for you. Call Mother Earth to heal you, to balance and ground you on all levels. She's always happy to restore all her children to full health. She is the ultimate giver, the nurturer, the creator. The moment you ask for it, notice how the minerals are directed to your body, seeping through your pores into your body, the right things that you need right now. The minerals, the vitamins, nourishment for your body and soul, all pouring, healing you on all levels. Feel how the tiredness is seeping away from the tissues, and instead lightness and energy being pumped in. Your blood circulation is much better. Your whole immune system starts to revive, becoming energized, oxygenized. Your lungs can breathe much deeper, allowing the joy of life fill your body. Clear your mind of whatever doubts or insecurities you may have had. Feel the earth repairing any areas in your body that need repairs, any torn tissues, lacks, or imbalances. Any swellings come down, and any inflammation is reduced. Feel the beautiful, fresh, black earth, so full of vitality, surrounding you on all levels, nourishing your hair, your scalp. Your heart beats steady and calm, as if a battery being recharged. Feel how the energy level is rising all over your body, while also grounding you. so that you become part of the earth that is now within you as well. To see whether you need more nourishment, plant a little seed around the heart area. And now as you continue to lie in this beautiful abundant earth, feel that seed growing, a little tree growing. Notice how it sprouts little green leaves, unfolding into new life, and even buds of future blossom appear. If your tree doesn't blossom as fast, it means you need more nourishment and rest. Only when you're ready, then the tree will start growing. Only when you're rested enough, it will open up leaves. And only when it's all in balance that the blossom will appear. It might not happen today in this exercise. You can always do it again and again until it does. Feel the energy of the earth flooding into your body. Grounding and healing you at the same time. When you are ready, become aware of yourself lying on top of the earth again. Feel the strength and the flexibility of your muscles. Become aware of the sound of the sea calling to you. Lightly start walking towards the sea again. Become aware of the sounds of the birds again. And when you're on the beach, feel the sea taking away any residues that surfaced that need to be released, bringing you instead freshness and cleanliness. If you want, you can stay away here and meditate just on being on the beach, on the waves coming to and fro, on the sound of the seagulls. When you are ready, go back to the green door and step into the white light. The light will balance you even further, smoothing away any disturbances in your aura. Because even the expansion of aura and balancing sometimes requires smoothing. When you're ready, step out of the white door, back into the room where you're sitting. Slowly bringing your awareness to your body, sitting on the chair, on the sofa, on the floor, wherever you are located. Become aware how the breath enters your body. And as you exhale, bring yourself back into awareness, into the room. Hopefully much more grounded and energized than before. I'm thanking my guides for giving me this amazing exercise.
You can contact me on poeticmind.co.uk.